Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast, and we really love pyjama days. That's a day where you get to spend all day in your pyjamas. So listen in to a podcast recorded recently at Maryborough's Park Run, celebrating their fourth birthday. So very exciting morning, nice, fresh, brisk morning.
Isn't it?
It is. Here at the Maryborough Park Run, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm in my Matt Damon. I call him Matt Damon.
Nice.
Because if you've got to sit on someone's knee, it may as well be someone who you want to be on.
Fair enough.
So I'm being pushed by Councillor Paul Truscott. How you going, Paul?
I'm doing fantastic. It's a wonderful, beautiful morning here for Park Run's fourth birthday.
Oh, it's the fourth birthday.
It's the fourth birthday.
Do you know, for some reason, I don't read every word because of the contrast in my eyes.
Yep.
I thought it was the first birthday, but
yeah.
I realised that.
Fourth now. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, were you part of the beginning of Park Run?
No, not originally. No, I've probably been mostly involved over the last year.
Oops. Do you have any statistics on how many people participate in Park Run here in Maryborough, but also more, I guess, across the Fraser Coast?
Yeah, sure. So typically at the Maryborough one, we would get probably between 100 and 150 in the warmer weather. When it drops down to the cooler weather in winter, it drops down a bit, maybe to about 80 to 100.
Okay.
But yeah, still usually a good turnout each week, and it's great to see people coming out being fit and active. For across the Fraser Coast, I think the Harvey Bay one generally gets a couple of hundred each week, I'm told. I actually haven't done that run yet, but I'd like to do it sometime.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit different to this one, being on the coast.
Yeah.
And what I've just learned is this one here in Maryborough, well, the pavement is fantastic for all walking abilities and rolling abilities, and I guess a little different to the one in Harvey Bay, whereas this one we do a couple of loops.
Yes, yeah. Yep. So this one, it's based around the Anzac Park in Maryborough, in the Yooloola Lagoon. And so to meet the park run requirements to be a park run, it has to not cross over any driveways or road entries. So it goes around the park, but because there's an entrance to the golf course on Queen Street, we actually have to do a turnaround on either side of that to meet the 5K requirement.
Fantastic. And I can say that it's dog friendly.
Absolutely dog friendly.
Ruby here,
dogs here
running alongside of me, and there's actually a fair few dogs here in Maryborough.
There is, yeah.
And today's very special because we're all in our pyjamas.
We are.
It's, can't wait to post a picture of the pyjamas.
I think it was one of those things where sometimes I get invited to events and they're like, oh, it's a dress-up thing. And then I'm like, am I the only one that's been told
that's what I thought. I wondered if you were setting me up.
Well, at least you know I'm in my pyjamas. So.
Okay, and let's test your facts on Maryborough. What's the population?
So Maryborough's population's been pretty consistently around about 26,000 for a long time.
So is it 26? Is that your answer? 26,000?
Yeah, g'day. We're going to thank our volunteers.
Oh, so
this is our first turn point. Sorry. So,
and
26,000 for Maryborough.
And are there more males or females?
Ooh, I wouldn't know that off the top of my head. Sorry.
And you're looking for a date, Jess?
Well, actually,
I can let you know, I'm a happily married man. So.
No, I wasn't. Oh, that was Tammy, my support worker. Tammy, that's just not appropriate. We've already met Maddie, your son, so we know that. No, anyway.
We're just having a laugh.
But yeah, we can put it out there that if you know anyone else who's active and
available,
available with broad shoulders.
Sure. Well, I do like swimming, and my wife said that does make my shoulders broader.
No, I'm not interested in you. Sorry for
that. Oh, sorry.
So,
okay, and do you think it's possible for the park run to keep going into the future as a regular event?
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
So it's been going for a number of years as it is. This is the fourth birthday for the Maryborough Park Run, and it's great because it's actually an international event as well. So it happens across the world, 7 a.m. on Saturdays. So it's a really, really great initiative. It's not just about the physical side of it, doing 5 kilometres, and even though it's called Park Run, you don't have to run.
That's it.
You can walk, jog, whatever you want.
Roll.
So what I've done the one in, I did the one in Harvey Bay a few times.
Yep.
And I came last each time, but it wasn't, I can tell you, I still had a pretty big cheer at the end. Everyone waited for me.
Well, that's what I love about parkrun is the social exercise of it, and just how fun it is interacting with other people, meeting everyone, and everyone's so happy and friendly and encouraging. It's a great thing to be part of. And like I said, being international, I know like my parents have travelled overseas and they took their barcode with them, and they got to do it when they went to New Zealand.
So just, yeah.
Yep, and it still counts. So it's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you can travel via
with Parker.
Are we going
to
do it when we
leave
Cambodia? Just check it online first and then take your barcode.
Oh wow, so. This is Tammy. Say hi, Tammy.
Hi everyone. Okay. Ba-da, 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 ba-da.
Do 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 do